And just like that, the clock ticks noon on a Monday. And my friends, welcome to The Daily, live via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters studio in Summit Township. And we are brought to you by Knutson's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light Mic Ultra, and sometimes Bucked Up Energy Drink. And Tri-County Water, which is properly hydrating the show today. Well, because we need to be properly hydrated. Especially if you're going to be doing some exertion later in the day, you gotta keep the body properly hydrated. And we'll be exerting later on today at Kettlebell Hotspot for sure. So yeah, that's that was, how can I do this to where I can sound neutral, but yet still express my fan. I can't do it. So neutral, I still express my fandom, especially since you know who I am and what I'm about when it comes to my college fandom. So there's no sounding neutral here. When you had a team last year, the worst in the Big Ten, and now this year, Big Ten tournament champs. Oh, man. That was fabulous yesterday. That was absolutely fabulous yesterday. And my friends, that's where we're going to start. We're going to start there, and then we're going to expand the conversation to the Big Ten, to Michigan, MSU, and the Big Ten as a whole, and just kind of take a quick little look-see as to where we are, the Big Ten, that is, in the tournament coming up. And we're also, if you haven't yet, now that we know essentially what the field's going to be like, we kind of know where we're going to, what team you can put in for your national champ on our March Mania bracketless competition. All right. So we've got a lot to cover. We're going to get to Wings today. We're going to get to Tigers today. We're going to get to all of it today. But let's go ahead and start the, let's start with U of M going to the Big Dance, having won the Big Ten tournament for the first time in 7 years. Well, 18 was the last time. And that was a back-to-back year for him, too, and Beilein was the head coach. So U of M going to the Big Ten tournament, or winning the Big Ten tournament, 59-53 over the Wisconsin Badgers. I've got a couple highlights from the game for you. Let's go to Michigan, getting their first lead of the second half yesterday.
Donaldson center circle around the screen, shoots a right wing three.
Michigan's first lead of the half, 53-51, a buck 47 left.
Yeah. Now, the word on the street is it wasn't a piece of gum that fell out of Trey Richardson's mouth that he went to go grab and then had to make that defensive play, which ended up being a foul, and because he was out of position, because he had to go get the gum that fell out. Word on the street is that was his retainer, which he probably had to go grab. Yeah. And he did so in such a fashion that he did not screw up the five-second rule. He grabbed it quickly, then had to get back on. In the national championship game, I wouldn't expect him to go pick that up. But in the Big Ten championship game, yeah, you go get your retainer. Those are long-term goals. You need to get the retainer. Michigan, here they are. Final call, getting the win over the Wisconsin Badgers.
Inbound Tanjay hoists one arm. It's off the rim. And the Wolverines win the Big Ten Tournament Championship.
Big Ten Tournament champs for the Michigan Basketball Wolverines. Now, after the game yesterday, post-contest comments here. Let's start off with Dusty May. Starts us off here. We get comments from Wolf. We get comments from Vlad. We get comments from Trey. Yeah, you had Wolf, Vlad, and Trey, the players representing the team on the podium. And, well, Dusty May kind of sets the table, then the kids take over.
Brian Gillis, SB Nation. This is...
Wait. Let's start here.
Do what we needed to do. I want to praise our guys' resiliency and their togetherness. For majority of the game, it wasn't how we scripted it. It wasn't what we thought it would look like, but it was two heavyweights going at it back and forth, tooth and nail. And I'll just give our, like I said, I'll give our guys credit for staying the course. Different guys stepped up, got us ignited, and then these guys took it over late and made plays.
Questions, please, for the student athletes. Raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. Please state your name and the media affiliation.
Brian Gillis, SB Nation. This is for any of the players, but particularly the two big men. You guys have played some pretty physical games this year, whether it was Michigan State, Maryland, Purdue. This looked really physical, especially inside. How do you rate that against some of your other games this year?
Danny, we'll start with you.
Yeah. It was definitely, I mean, they have great size up front. We've seen a lot of teams like that, and I think when we play them back at their place, they showed us some different things, and tried to take what the game gave me. I think that I just don't think shots were falling really in general in this game, but it was definitely a physical game.
Vlad,
that's what you expect to play in a tournament, especially a Big Ten, the most physical conference in the country. So That's what you expect going to play in these kind of games.
You want Trey? Trey.
I don't remember if it's physical.
Why is it like physical?
This is a physical game. I mean, when it comes down to tournament time and winning, it's going to be physical because teams want it so bad and they're going to chase the ball and other people are going to be in the way. So that it's just the will to win, and I feel like that's where the physicality comes from, the urge to wanting to win so badly. I feel like that plays a part in it, but that's where we stepped in these past three games here at the Big Ten Tournament, just that physicality and that desire to win.
So these guys all came to U of M via the portal. Dusty May gets there, gets these guys via the portal. First-year Michigan players, they were asked, okay, so what does this mean to you, huh?
I mean, it means the world to me. And it's Wolf. I mean, I think
that's Trey. Is that
the
Trey?
Best feeling is seeing the guys from last year. The smiles on their faces. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what we came here to do. I mean, coach recruiting us out of the portal, all three of us, and this is what we came here for, and this is what we want to do. So I think it means the world to me. I know that, and I mean, it means the world to my teammates. But it's a blessing to play for something that's bigger than you with this Block M on our jersey. It's a legacy behind it, and just being able to stamp ourselves in history as a team. Through ups and downs is amazing.
Vlad?
I agree with Trey, but it's insane how much of an impact we make on the community as well, because like we all win before, and it's insane how many young kids who look at us and wants to be like we, so it's we taking pride to be like a role model for them.
Danny?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think that's why we all came here. We talked about doing these things in the summer when everyone was first together as a group. And, I mean, obviously, the end of the regular season did not end as we would have hoped. And Coach May said it right in the post-game speech, was just, we have a new season approaching. And this was part one, and we have part two coming up soon. But I grew up watching games like these, and just so proud of how hard my teammates played. Our coaches put us in a great position to succeed, and when it mattered, we were able to come away with the win.
All right, so the Wolverines, they were down by as much as 11 in the second half. And Dusty May talks about how coming out of the half, they made adjustments, but had to kind of make adjustments as they're going through that second half.
I don't remember what the details we talked about at halftime were, but I do remember us rallying around the fact that we don't know what this is going to look like, how it's going to go, but we're going to dig deep and find a way, and it's going to be possession by possession. We're not going to live in the past. We're not going to be thinking about the open looks we missed. We're not going to be thinking about the errors we made. I think our guys really held each other accountable. When we did make mistakes, Wisconsin typically makes you pay for those mistakes, and I thought we limited those types of plays, and even the ones we made, the guys made adjustments on the fly, and just a hard-fought performance. When you look at Wisconsin's team, and you see how potent they are offensively. And granted, we earned a break by not playing 4 and 4 days, and they had one extra game. And we were optimistic that their legs might not hold up as well as ours, just because of the number of games. And even in the first half, when that thing was ugly and whatnot, we wanted to keep running because we thought it might have a cumulative effect. And credit our guys, they pushed through fatigue, they pushed through injuries. And like I said, when you have a freshman step up and ignite it, and then Will Cheddar bring the passion that he brings while also knocking down big shots and improving the spacing on the floor. It's just, once again, we have a lot of different ways to get it done, and our guys believe that.
Right here. Sam Nevada, Michigan Daily. Dusty, can you just talk about LJ's stretch there in the second half? I know you just referenced it, but those two big threes and just his aggressiveness all day.
Well, if you know LJ Kaysen, he's never going to be unaggressive. He's going to put the pedal to the metal, and we know him, and that's the beautiful thing about him choosing to join us at Michigan is we know what his DNA is. We know his background. We know who he is to the core. And so we never lost faith. It's tough to be a freshman, especially at this level with the glut of older players. And the one thing with LJ, he hit that freshman wall, and it looked gloomy. I'm not going to lie. And he busted through that thing and found a new energy. And if he didn't have that substance, we're not sitting here. Another team is on this podium now.
That's Dusty May after the contest yesterday. So Wolverines, your Big Ten tournament champions. And every time I go to that Big Ten site, I have to skip permanently. The ad that comes up, hey, get your Big Ten tournament champion t-shirt right now. Order now. It's all right. It's annoying. It's annoying. All right, where do we leave off? So the Wolverines are your Big Ten tournament champs. Now, after that, as soon as that game ends, you had a little bit of break. Then all of a sudden, they go right into selection show time. The NCAA tournament bracket set. Both Michigan and Michigan State will play late, 10 p.m. tips later on this week. U of M as a 5 seed Thursday against UC San Diego. MSU gets Bryant at 10 o'clock on Friday as a 2 seed. Both are in the same bracket, but they're playing in different areas. And so Michigan is in Denver. State is in Cleveland. And they have, since they're kind of in the same bracket, I guess the way I've always looked at it, yes, they've got the different quadrants. Yeah, right? But I always kind of broke it down. Instead of the four, it's like you've got the 8 brackets because you've got the bracket within the bracket. You got the top part where your 1 seed is and the bottom part where your 2 seed is. And then those would get down to the Elite 8. So I've always kind of looked at it that way. I know it's a little unorthodox, but that's how I've always looked at it. So these Michigan and Michigan State, yeah, they're in the same bracket, but they're in the different brackets in the bracket. And if they win out, they would meet in the Elite 8. It's clear as mud, right? Let's take a look at that bracket. And we're not going to run through the whole thing, but we are going to highlight at the very least the Big Ten teams. And remember, later on, Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. I'm not sure what day that's going to be this week, but this week we're going to have Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball, and we're going to pick our brackets, and we'll have those up online for you. We're not doing the bracket contest this year because we would just direct people there if they wanted to look at it, because you could see it if you were in that contest with us. Now we don't have that, so we'll have to get them up on Facebook. The bracket in the bracket. Here's the South. The number one seed in the South, the number one seed overall, Auburn, 28-5. They're going to take on either Alabama State or St. Francis. They are in the first four. Who do we have? This is number two in that one is Michigan State. So this is the bracket in the bracket Michigan's in. They're in the South bracket playing in Denver. Let's go through. Michigan is the five seed. They play San Diego, a 12 seed. Michigan 25-9, San Diego 30-4. Now, hold on. We're going to go through the pairings first, and then we're going to go through again and tell you the tip times for all of it. As I know it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot to remember. So that's the pairings for the Michigan basketball Wolverines. Elsewhere in the South, it's Michigan State, 27-6, the second seed, versus Bryant, 23-11, the 15th seed. That is in Cleveland, the 21st through the 23rd. Michigan is in Denver. So in the South, the cities are Lexington, Denver, Milwaukee, Cleveland. Michigan is in that Denver area with UC, San Diego, Texas A&M, and Yale, all in Denver. In the West, which is played in Raleigh, Seattle, Wichita, and Providence. In the West, the number one seed is Florida at 30-4. The second seed is St. John's, also 30-4. Don't sleep on Patino. I think a lot of people have him going all the way. Big Ten teams in the West. You have Maryland, which is a four seed at 25-8. That's it. Is that the only Big Ten team in there? Seriously? All right, Maryland's the only Big Ten team in the West. Maryland at 25-8. They're facing Grand Canyon, a 13 seed, at 26-7. So I'll make sure I'm not missing any. Making sure. Don't want to skip any there. All right, we're just going counterclockwise on this. Houston is the number one seed in the Midwest, and they're taking on SIU Edwardsville. Houston is 30-4. Edwardsville of the SIU variety, 22-11. Again, a 16 seed. Tennessee is the number two seed at 27-7. Wolford is 19-15 as a 15 seed. Big Ten teams in the Midwest. You have Purdue, a four seed at 22-11. They are facing High Point, a 13 seed at 29-5. So Purdue, they go up the bracket from there. Illinois, they go down the bracket from there. So if Illinois and Purdue went out, they would face each other in the Elite Eight. Illinois, 21-12, they are going to face either Texas or Xavier, a play-in game for the 11th seed. Also in this bracket, you've got UCLA, which means UCLA and Illinois could face each other in the Sweet 16 if they win out. UCLA, 22-10, Utah State, 26-7. UCLA is a 7 seed. Utah State is a 10 seed. That's the Midwest. They play in Wichita, Providence, Milwaukee, Lexington. Out of the East, where they're being played in Raleigh, Seattle, Denver, and Cleveland. Duke is the one seed, 31-3. A lot of people going to put Duke all the way down into their championship game in the brackets. So you got Duke, the number one seed. Alabama, the number two seed at 25-8. Duke's playing the winner of American and Mount St. Mary's, a one team versus a 16 seed. Tennessee is facing Wolford, a two seed versus a 15 seed. Oh, wait. I went down too far. Alabama, a two seed versus Robert Morris, a 15 seed. So in the East, Big Ten teams in the East include Oregon, 24-9, a 5 seed. They're going to face Liberty, 28-6, a 12 seed. Wisconsin is a 3 seed, the Big Ten tournament champion runner-ups, a 3 seed. They're going to face Montana, a 14 seed, 26-9 versus a 25-9. Wisconsin is also in Denver. hanging out with the Wolverines. What if they can get together for like late night euchre while they're waiting? Probably not. Probably not. That's what's happening with the Big Ten in the brackets. Now, let's go and look at those tip times for the Big Ten in the brackets. High Point and Purdue, they're going to be up first. That's 12:40 on Thursday from Providence, Rhode Island. Wisconsin versus Montana on Thursday, 1:30 in Denver. Utah State versus UCLA. That's 9:25 p.m. in Lexington, Kentucky. UC San Diego versus Michigan. That's 10 p.m. on Thursday in Denver. And that's it for the Thursday games. On to Friday, Grand Canyon versus Maryland, 4:35. They're playing in Seattle. Illinois, like we talked about, they're sitting there waiting for a play-in partner. Illinois is 9:45 versus, their TBA. That's in Milwaukee, 9:45 p.m. on Friday. Bryant versus Michigan State, 10 p.m. on Friday in Cleveland. And in Seattle, you have Liberty versus Oregon, 10:10 p.m. That's the layout and the tip times for the teams in the Big Ten in the tournament. Now, I tell you what, we're about 20 after. We've got Coach Izzo also. After the selection show, took to the podium, he had like a 20-minute-plus presser. And obviously, we're not going to play the whole thing, but we are going to play a decent cut. I don't think it's too lengthy, but a decent cut. He talks about the bias against the Big Ten. Why should the SEC have, 14 bids for the SEC? Seriously? Yeah, apparently there's a lot of love for the SEC. And he says, they're not doing it like they do in football. They're not doing, they're throwing a lot of analytics in there. They're not doing the eyeball test like they do for football. And he thinks they should do a little bit more of the eyeball test. Well, we'll share that comment with you after the break. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters Studio in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Man, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock tip times on a Thursday? That's not AARP approved. But, the Mark W. Daily has Friday off. So it's a little bit more approved than it otherwise would have been. Seriously, it was totally unplanned that way. And I'm going to be honest with you, probably won't watch much of the game. My wife and I are celebrating our 10-year anniversary this weekend. So I took the day off. We've got a couple different plans of what we think we might do. We're going to do this, that, or the other thing. I don't know. We got plans up in the air, but I do know we're going to be spending a long weekend together because those appear to be few and far between. So looking forward to that. So 10 o'clock tip time Thursday. I might be able to catch a little bit of it, but I doubt the Mark W. Daly is going to be up past midnight watching that one. Doubt it. Saturday? Maybe. We'll see. Because they play Thursday, they'll play Saturday. Say, well, maybe. We'll see. Coach Izzo, after selection Sunday yesterday, he does a great job with. When you are a basketball coach, as long as he has been, you get good at answering those questions, right? I think you do. And he certainly did also. Let us share with you what the coach said when he came to addressing the Big Ten bias when it came to the Big Ten, when it came to the selection of who's going to be in the big dance. Here's what Coach Izzo had to say. This one's not, it's only 2 minutes. It's not that bad.
I do think the Big Ten deserved more than 8. like it used to be. It's easy to say I don't think we got the respect we deserved when I wasn't one of the schools that was on the bubble. But, you know, I thought Indiana deserved to be in, and maybe even Ohio State, especially looking at some of the teams that got in. And it's the hardest thing about this tournament, you know. I wish we'd go back like it used to be. The analytics, they can stick them where the sun doesn't shine. The this and that, they can do whatever they want. But I still say football does a better job with the eye test, and that's taking nothing away from the committee or anything. But I just think that it's more real, you know. And maybe that wouldn't be good either. But I do think the Big Ten deserved more than 8 teams. And I guess we got to do a better job as a league. But for me, I'm ecstatic on where we are. You know, we played awfully good ball against... I mean, I don't know if we ever had a stretch where we played that many high-powered teams in critical situations on the road, short prep time. I think we're prepared for the tournament. But as you saw today, you know, if a best player scores 32 one day and goes 1 for 14, if fatigue sets in, you know, like, I don't know, Wisconsin plays tonight and then they go to Colorado on Thursday with, you know, I don't know where does Michigan go, you know, but that's the one issue of playing the late game, as good as it is to win a championship. So I wish I would have been playing today. I like where we're at. I think we got some work to do because there's some things that we saw in film today that were definitely fixable mistakes. And it's okay to shoot bad, but it's not okay to make mistakes that should be fixable.
All right, there you go. Go Jizzo. There's some truth there. Do you feel like an Indiana? Do you feel like the Ohio State University? Do you feel like they did enough to be there? SEC getting a little more love than the Big Ten? The FCC that much more potent to where 14 teams should be in? How many of those higher seeded teams, I mean that, you know, like the double digit seeded teams, actually are going to have a snowball's chance to make it to the Elite Eight, to the Final Four? It's happened in the past, but those are usually somebody that you're not going to call an SEC team a Cinderella team. You're just not. You're not going to call one of those higher seeded Big Ten teams a Cinderella team. Your Cinderella teams are usually those weird, oddball, smaller schools that make a run. That's your Cinderella. What do you think? I'm interested in hearing what you have to say on that. 787-990-9426, 990-9426. Before we wrap up our basketball conversation here today, we do have state championship results from the weekend. East Lansing is your Division I basketball state champ. They got the win over Wayne Memorial 66-46 on Saturday at the Brez. That is Division I. Division II state champ is Warren Lincoln, 58-51 win over Romulus Summit Academy North. Division III state champ, so Riverview Gabriel Richard get a win over Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac, 79-63 for their win. Was Riverview, they really didn't get challenged much in the postseason. They beat Pawama Westphalia, had a decent win over Lumen. Riverview had a 20-plus point win over Monroe St. Mary in the regional. Where else was Riverview? They had a large victory over Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. Riverview had a large victory over E-Course in the districts. They did not have one single-digit victory at all in the postseason. A 90-51 win over Allen Park Cabrini in the districts. Wow. Yeah, Riverview. They rolled through the postseason. They weren't challenged really at all in Division III in the postseason. So they are your state champions, beating Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac 79-63. Division IV saw Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian getting the 49-32 win over Fowler in basketball action at the state level over the weekend. Detroit Basketball Pistons, they get back in action tonight. They are 7.5-point favorites over the Pelicans of New Orleans. The Pistons on the road are 19-15. The Pelicans at home are 12-22. Matchup predictor heavily in favor of the Detroit Basketball Pistons, 75.2%. Like we said, the spread is 7.5. Pistons right now in the Eastern Conference standings are in the sixth spot. So if the season ends today, they're in. They're still chasing the Pacers. Pacers are 37-29, 18.5 games back. The Pistons are 37-31, 19.5 games back. A 561 percentage to a 544 percentage. So they're still chasing the Pacers. They're a half game behind the Bucks. Those three are just kind of knotted up in a really close race. The next closest seventh place team right now, the Hawks. So the Pistons are 19.5 back. The Hawks are 24.5 back and are a sub 500 team. Well, they'll get the postseason if it ends today with that play-in tournament. The Pistons, they've got a little work to do, but at least they're in. If the season ends today, they're in. All right. So that's going to put a bow on our basketball conversation here today. Let's step aside. And when we come back, we'll get into Red Wings. We'll get into a little baseball action because Tigers were in action yesterday. Jackson College, they were in action over the weekend. We'll touch upon baseball here in a little bit. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the world headquarters in Summit Township for McKibben Media Group. Back with more right after this. Welcome back to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters Studio in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light McUltra and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Polly's Country Markets, also longtime partners with us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. On country-markets.com, myself personally, since it's right around the corner here from the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters, I have picked Ferguson Road, the Ferguson Polly's Country Market location, as my store. That is my store because of proximity to work, and where I live is the closest one to me. But with four locations in Jackson, one in Brooklyn, they have a location in Chelsea and a location in Adrian, there's a Polly's Country Market close to you. On special this week at Polly's Country Market, with their St. Patrick's Day specials today, Boar's Head Hard Salami, $6.95 a pound. Grobble's Corned Beef Flats, $5.75 a pound. Now, with basketball just around the corner, The NCAA tournament getting set and ready to go. And our teams, Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan on Thursday, State on Friday, both teams tipping off at 10 o'clock. You're going to need that late night snack because that Grobble's Corned Beef Flats at $5.75 a pound, you're going to have for dinner earlier that day. At night after 10 o'clock, you're going to need that snack. Totino's Pizza, get 2 for $3. Oh man, those things are so good. They're so good enough for dinner. You got to put them on the oven without a pan. They go directly on the rack, so you get that nice little crisp underneath it, right? Totino's Pizza, 2 for $3, and you can wash that down with Dutch Farms milk. The perfectly sized 96-ounce containers, which fit perfectly like a glove in the door shelf of your refrigerator. Thank you, Dutch Farms, for thinking of us and the ergonomics of the interior of our Frigidaire. Much appreciated. These savings and so much more available at your convenient Polly's Country Market location. Make sure that you sign up for their My Rewards program, too, while you're there. You can even do that at country-markets.com to sign up. All right, let's get you to a little NHL hockey. As the Detroit Hockey Red Wings earned 2 points with a shutout of Las Vegas at home, 3-0 shutout for their new goalie. And, well, I think we've got some highlights for you. Yeah, let's. Yes, we do. Let's go to the first goal on the night for the Detroit Hockey Red Wings.
Gustafson lead pass Berggren, one-on-one up across the Vegas blue line. Brings it back to the blue line. Barely kept it in. I don't think that whole puck was over the line, but it was close. In the slot, now Johansson. Toe drags the puck and makes a nice move to get around Samsonov and tucks it in. And it's 1-0 Detroit.
I just love how in hockey the announcers can just be all casual having a conversation. And they just all of a sudden, it goes from 0 to 60 in 0.5 seconds in hockey. Our Wings' new goalie making a nice stop.
Feathers it right circle, but Petrangelo still hurting after blocking the shot. Plays it out the center. Here's a break over the line. Moving in. Barbashev with a chance and Mrazek stoned him and made a great save.
Barbashev and Mrazek. Those are going to be some fun ones to say. Raymond gets a goal as the shutout continues. 2-0. This in the third.
Here's Raymond now cutting inside. Moving in. He shoots. He scores! It's been a while for Lucas Raymond, but he cut inside and fires a nice wrister behind Samsonov. That's a big goal, and it's 2-0 Detroit.
Larkin saves a goal and keeping the shutout intact. It's 3-0 here in the third. Or 2-0. 2-0 here in the third.
Barbashev finds his man out the center ice. That's Stone. 2-on-2 over the line. Stone with a shot. Trickled through the legs of Mrazek and then cleared away by the Red Wings defense.
Dylan Larkin came back in a very good defensive play.
All right, get ready. We're going to hear that foghorn again. Casper gets a goal in the third. It's 3-0.
In front, Gustafson with a shot. Redirected. Casper scores.
That's a loud
Marco
one.
That's
a loud one. And here's the final call. Wings win, Wings win, Wings win.
Red Wings want to post the shutout. It's loose in front. Raymond slaps it off the glass and plays it down the ice into the Vegas zone. 2 seconds to go. White Cloud touches it. This game is over. Peter Mrazek stopping all 17 shots, his first shutout of the season, 26th in his career, and 14th as a Detroit Red Wing. His last shutout as a Red Wing was January 22nd, 2018 at New Jersey, and a solid performance and a big 2 points picked up by the Red Wings on a Sunday afternoon. They skate off 3-0 winners over the Vegas Golden Knights.
And I think they had Tina for Hometown Heating Cooligan Moore singing in the background there on that one. Yeah, it was apparently Hometown Heating, Cooling, and More night at the LCA. So Wings, they get 2 points with the shutout of Vegas at home. Where does that put the Wings in the standings? Well, hold on a sec. Let's go through the Avalanche. They get the overtime win 4-3 over the Stars. Oilers beat the Rangers 3-1. Islanders of the New York variety. We need them to lose, but they beat the Panthers 4-2. Greg O'Connor's St. Louis Blues ran away from the Mighty Ducks 7-2. Utah, they win. They beat the Canucks 3-1. And the Jets beat the Kraken 3-2 in overtime. So they take the top three in each division, And then the next two after that, so that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That it would make the 16-team field for the NHL postseason. So the top three in the Atlantic Division are the Panthers, Lightning, Maple Leafs. They're in. Top three in the Metropolitan, Capitals, Hurricanes, Devils. They're in. Then you've got, let's see, the Senators at 77 points. The Canadiens at 71. The Wings are at 70 in the Atlantic Division. Rangers are at 72. Blue Jackets are at 70. Islanders are at 68 in the Metropolitan Division. So as it is right now, with the Senators at 77, Canadiens at 70, Rangers at 72, Canadiens at 71. You got the Wings on the outside looking in, and they're also battling with the Blue Jackets, also sitting there with 70 points. So the Wings, who were in a pretty good spot for a while, they string together a bunch of losses, and now they've got a hole they got to dig themselves out of. Detroit Hockey Red Wings. Next up for the Wings. When are they up again? No. I want to look at this. When are the Wings up again? Next up for the Wings, that is going to be tomorrow. So they got the today off tomorrow against the Washington Capitals. 7 o'clock is when the puck drops on that one. I'm not sure. That might be a JIP, which is lingo for join in progress. Tomorrow is the 18th. So we've got girls basketball quarterfinals at 6:45. And then, yeah, we're going to be on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. So we'll be getting to the Wings in progress after that on the 18th. And NCAA basketball here on Fox Sports. And looks like that's going to be Lumen on tomorrow, and Concord is going to be on the Power Cow, both in quarterfinal action. So we're going to continue to follow those teams as long as they keep winning. We'll keep following. And with that, let's step aside. We'll come back. We're going to wrap up the show with baseball. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters Studio in Summit Township. Back with more after this. It's 12:54 and a half here at the Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hot Spa, where your functional fitness begins, Bud Light, McUltra, and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, because you need peace of mind about what's really in your water. Hey, forecast for today on this St. Patrick's Day. We've got sunny skies, 47 degrees for us today. Mostly clear for tonight. 38 for the low. Winds picking up too. We're going to be flirting with 30 as far as our wind, 30 miles per hour as far as our wind goes. Sunny on Tuesday, 63 for the high, and mostly cloudy Tuesday night, 51 for the low. Looking ahead, Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, 65. Wednesday night showers, low of around 34. Chance of rain is at 40% on Wednesday and 90% Wednesday night. 60% chance of rain on Thursday. Maybe some snow in the mix. Partly sunny, 42. And right now, outside, 34 degrees. Wow, it has not changed much throughout the day. That's your weather forecast. And also, with us now, we've got a bracket. But you don't need to fill out a bracket if you want to play along with our bracket list contest for March Mania. Predict the NCAA tournament winner. We're going to need a score. You got to get a score with the two. March Mania, presented by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. They're going to have a very large smart TV and a Bluetooth speaker, perfect for watching and celebrating in style. We just have to do it next year because we give it away after the contest this year. A second place prize is a 4K outdoor projector. March Mania Bracketless Contest. We're going to need your first name, your last name, your email, your phone number, your team prediction, and score. All of that is required. We need it all. And it's brought to you not only by Kettlebell Hotspot, by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Bud Light, and County National Bank. March Mania with your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations. Jackson College Jets baseball. Ooh, man. We were following a little bit their home contest with Glen Oaks Community College. They got that win on Thursday, 9-8. You know, we weren't here on Friday, so we're telling you about it today. Then they played the Siena Heights JV squad. Is it a JV squad? I'm assuming it's a JV squad because it's the university versus the college. It's a four-year university versus a two-year college. I'm assuming it's the Siena Heights JV squad. Jackson College gets the 8-1 win in seven innings. And then the second game of that doubleheader on Friday, a 13-1 win, they cut it short to just five innings. And then against Muskegon Community College on Saturday, they had a doubleheader, 15-5, get the win in five innings. Game number two against Muskegon Community College, 12-2, they get the win in five innings. And today, they start conference play. They have not had a conference game yet. They are 8-8 overall. Nothing in the conference. That changes today as they take on Henry Ford College, 3 o'clock today. They are on the road at Henry Ford College. And then Thursday, they are home as they host Mott Community College. Yeah, they are in the throes of the of their conference competition. They've got three conference games in a row. Then they'll be taking on Bryant Stenton of Ohio, back with Macomb, back with St. Clair, both of those in conference play. They take on Kellogg. That's a nine-inning contest with Kellogg. Yeah, it looks like it's conference the rest of the way, except for Mid-Michigan. They throw a little Mid-Michigan in there. A lot of conference games between now and the end of the schedule, which is wraps up on the road on May 3rd at Macomb County Community College. Detroit Baseball Tigers, they lost the BOs yesterday 7-1 for the final. They've got the Pirates today. And we're getting ready for Detroit Tiger Baseball. 1:05 for the first pitch, 1 o'clock for the broadcast. Let's make our way there right now. We're back at it tomorrow, right at noon. Between now and then, stay safe. We'll see you soon. See ya.